Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. I'm really, really excited to be talking to a children's author, Despina Mavridou. She's here with me all the way from Greece. This is way, way exciting. And I want you guys to say hi. Hi, Despina. How are you today?
Hi. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Thank you. I'm so intrigued by these books that you've written, these children's books. There's something about having to edit down children's books and making it so vibrant. I think it's so cool. Can we go ahead and talk about one of your books? It's called Mom, Dad, Can You Hear Me? Can you tell me what your book's about?
Yes, actually, the specific book is about, it's based on my personal story, and it's about the divorce through the eyes of a kid.
Okay.
And actually, the story is about Irene, who is a 10-year-old girl that finds herself in the middle of her parents' fights, and she's trying to survive these fights and to see what how she can find the balance again. Actually, the facts of the story are based on what happened in my case when I was young, because my parents took a divorce. After that, because I'm also a mediator and I have seen these fights many times, mm-hmm. and I know the story of divorce from the eyes of a kid, mm-hmm. I decided at some point to write something. Actually, it started as a letter to my parents. I wanted to write something down because I wanted to explain to them things that I needed when I was younger and I never had the chance to have, like very simple things like I don't want you to say bad things to each other when you are in front of me. I don't want you to accuse each other because you are hurting me. I don't want to know who pays more for me. Things that are very, very difficult when a kid is in the middle of the fight and he or she doesn't know what to do. So I wrote this list and then I realized that this list can become a book that can help more children and parents. And I tried to create a story based on my personal facts in order to show to the parents how the emotions of a kid when they are fighting, when they are announced to him or her the divorce, what happens when they hear certain things from mm-hmm. one parent in relation to the other parent. And when there is a third person, when one of the parents meets another person. And all these things, because actually I know that parents cannot really get in their kids' shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I created this story, in order to help them understand the divorce through the eyes of the kids, and also to help kids realize that it is possible to find a balance again, and to give them some voice. Because mm-hmm. actually kids are voiceless during divorce. You know, usually the lawyers and the court hear the parent, hear mom, the story from the mom's side, the story from dad's side, but nobody really knows the story from the eyes of the kid.
Right, gotcha. And from the kid's point of view, a lot of times it's just so lonely. And yes. in order to kind of get over what's happening, all the turmoil, it's nice to have a book like this. I'm understanding the book is geared more toward the parents or for both. Gotcha.
For both.
It's really a nice guidance for both parties to kind of understand each other. This is great, Despina. This is such
for
a
kids from 8 to 13 years old. It's not for younger mm-hmm. kids. It's for kids that understand a little bit the situation and they are actually in the middle of the fight, you know, when mm-hmm. they are asked to choose sides and all these things.
Well, at that age, to me, I feel like you're kind of old enough to truly understand, you know, what's
yes,
happening.
You're not
so young to where the parents will kind of coddle you through it, but yet you're not old enough to kind of grasp the whole idea of it. And this yes. book is really important, I think, that we all need to kind of know and be aware of your book that's been in. How was your writing process for this?
Well, at the beginning, it was really hard because it is, as I said, it is my personal story. So it is hard to deal with the emotions. Actually, I was feeling a little bit guilty also because I was feeling that I'm hurting my parents. Actually, my mom didn't really like it because it tries to create a balance between mom and dad.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, but
kind of giving both sides to the situation, you're trying to kind of reason on both sides. I hear, yes, I hear, yes. Yeah.
The strange thing is that while I try to make it dad friendly also, because I know how hard it is also for dads, because in my case, my dad had a third met another person. Mm-hmm. And left home. And I write this on the story because it is my personal story. Right. Dads didn't, I have three or four dads that they didn't like it.
Oh, well, I mean.
But, you know, at the beginning I thought that maybe I have to change my story. But then I said, okay, it's my personal story. I will not change what happened.
Right. Well, it's your book. You know, good about what you put on paper. And
if you read it all, because usually they stop in the second page, the dads that have similar stories, they stop on the second page.
Oh.
But if you read it all, you will understand that what I'm trying to show is that the kids have feelings for both parents, and they are feeling stuck in the middle, and they have and their emotions are really, they don't want to hurt any of them. This is what I'm trying to show. So, and they don't care if, for example, dad has another relationship or mom has another relationship. They just want to find a balance again. Most of the times, they also like to meet also new people. But right, it depends, depends a lot on how you will introduce them. If they hear bad things for this third person, yes, they will not feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you introduce them in a more kind way, they are open to hear.
Right. And that's what's important, the kind ways to approach anything that's kind of interrupting our life, like anything that makes us change so much. Kindness goes a long way, I think. Your book is so fascinating and so important. How has it been since you published your book? I mean, you've already said how some moms and some dads reacted to it, but how else has it been going?
Oh, no, I have many positive comments. These were only the exception, hopefully, thank God. But it goes really well. And actually, I had accepted in Amazon, is in English, and I published it. I self-published it.
Gotcha.
I had the contract with an editor, and they have translated in Portuguese from Gaudi Editorial.
Oh,
so you
wow.
can find it also in Portuguese and also in Greek language, because I have a contract also with a Greek publisher.
I love that. It's
so
all
it goes
over.
Really well.
Right. Absolutely. This is so cool. But this isn't your only book that you have.
No.
You have a couple other ones too. I was intrigued by The Elephant That Wanted to Dance. Can you tell me about that book?
Yes, I love that one. it's my favorite, and I have dedicated to my daughter, because actually the specific elephant wants to be a dancer, but everybody tells him that he can't do it, but he believes in himself. He finds a teacher that helps him.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually finds a way to make his dream come true. And even on the day of performance, not everything goes perfectly, but he completes the performance and he feels really happy about it. And actually, what I wanted to show with this book is that you need to follow your dreams with all your heart. And I wanted to help kids because I know that they have imagination, and when they are young, they have a lot of dreams. So I just wanted to create a book that will help them to believe in themselves, follow their craziest dream, all their dreams actually, and even when things don't go exactly as they plan, to continue and go on, to continue follow their dreams and continue their plans, to not give up.
Despina, we need more authors like you for sure. Kids are so much like sponges, and I love that there's things like this to get them absorb into, you know, their into their confidence and also add in love of reading, because reading a book like this, I love the cover too. I think this elephant is so cute. Like this is this is such positivity in the reading world, you know, showing that you can be brave and follow your dreams. I want to say thank you so much for writing something like this.
Thank you.
And I love that you wrote it for your daughter. I like that your books are not only are they entertaining, they teach you and they kind of encourage you to be above and beyond. This is so cool.
You know, I didn't follow my dream when I was young. I didn't become an author. I studied to become a lawyer and a mediator and all these things. But the truth is that I wanted to be an author from young age and to write books. But I was afraid, and everybody told me that it is hard to be an author. You are not making money and all these things. So this book is actually trying to show that you have to follow your dreams, because when you love something very much, it doesn't matter what others say. You can achieve what you want. And even when things don't go exactly as you plan, you can plan again, try again, find new solutions. The important thing is that you follow your heart and you do what you love.
I need a book like this for me, not just for young kids. So if you can also write something for me, I would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, we can do that.
Don't tease me, because I will like bug you every
No, I would week. Love to write something like that. I don't have a problem.
But your first book was a different book, because you have three books in your arsenal. Can you tell me about the first book that you wrote?
The first, actually, it was very personalized. It was for my aunt. It's Emily and the Magic Cookie Land. And I wrote it only for her. It wasn't meant to go public. But then when I published the Mom, Dad, and the Elephant, and I had the book there in my library, and it was talking about friendship and how important it is to make friends and to share the things that you love with your friends, I said that why not? I can maybe also this book can help other kids to understand the importance of friendship. And actually, in the book, the Semeli is traveling and she met friends from other countries and she doesn't speak the same language. So I wanted to include this in the book and give the possibility to other kids to understand that they can make friends from other countries too.
I love that. That's, especially if you can bring all your friends from other countries to a cookie land. I love that.
She loves cookies very much. Chocolate, actually, and cookies with chocolate.
Like I said, I love that, you know, it's geared toward kids and there's magical things, but it has such good stories about like friendship and sharing and all that. There's more than just entertainment. There's lessons to be learned. I really love and enjoy this.
The only thing that I didn't mention is that with Mom, Dad, Can You Hear Me? I have also a diary for the kids, which you can find it under the name My Diary, which is a small diary where the kids can write down their thoughts, their emotions, their feelings about the divorce or any difficult thing that they have, and they don't want to share it with their parents.
Mm-hmm. I like that as a child, when you read this or when you hear about like divorce, there's so many emotions into it. And then you add the diary part where we can, you know, we learn how to control our emotions then and
or putting to write it on down paper. The thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes, or because for kids, it's really hard. So it's easier. For me, for example, writing, it was really helpful for me at that age. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create something that can help the kids that are going through something similar.
So Despina, what else can you tell me about you as an author?
As I said, I just started 3 years ago to follow my dream.
Congratulations. This is great. You're doing amazing, amazing work.
Thank you. It was hard, and it still is hard. To be honest, the most, even I didn't know that before, that the most difficult part is the promotion. It's not difficult to write the book, but to promote it.
That's what a lot of authors say. Marketing is horrible.
It's horrible. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And it needs a lot of energy, a lot of money. It's not easy when you are an indie author. The point is what I said also about the elephant, because writing is something that I love. I want to do it my main job. So I'm trying really hard to do that.
Well, I'm a fan for sure. And hopefully you get a lot more fans after this. I hope so. So important, so cool.
Yes.
So Despina, where can we get your books?
Well, they are all on Amazon, on all Amazon stores. And as I said, Mom, Dad, Can You Hear Me? It's also in Portuguese from Gaudi Editorial. You can find it also in Greek from the publisher. The name of the publisher is 24 Letters. But in English, you can find them all on Amazon.
Gotcha.
Under my name.
Are you going to do any like author talks or a trip over here to the U.S. so you can sign your books?
Well,
I'm trying to get you over here for a little bit.
This is a dream for me. I would love to do that. I hope to do it when I will have the possibility, mostly financially, when I have the possibility.
Right. We need to get a publisher that will pay for all that.
I would love to do that.
Anything else you want to add today before we go?
Well, the only thing is that people can follow me on Instagram and Facebook under my name, author Despina Mavridou. And I would love to hear comments about the books. I mean, from people that read the books, I would like to follow me and send me messages about what they like, what they didn't like, because also positive feedback is really welcome and it helps a lot. But also negative feedback, I have seen that helps a lot. But when it's constructive feedback.
Right, not just being rude.
Yes, exactly. So I would love to connect with people and hear what they think about the books, and especially in regard to divorce, I can help in many ways because I understand the psychology of the kids and I am able to answer difficult questions.
Can you give me one thing that you really, really touch on in Mom, Dad, Can You Hear Me? There's one thing that you want really the kids to get out of it.
It is possible to ask, and it is their right to ask from their parents not to be in the middle and not to choose sides.
I love that. How about from the parents? To not put the kids in the middle.
Yeah, to not put the kids in the middle and to try to see divorce through their eyes, because usually it's really hard for them because they are feeling really, they are angry, frustrated and all these things. And it's really important for them to get in their kids' shoes and understand that kids are cut in the middle.
Right.
And they don't know where to go. And I know this is hard. So for me, the most important is to ask for help, to handle their emotions and eventually help their kids handle their emotions.
That's so important.
The most important part in your in our world, especially when we're kids, it's our parents. So when you don't have
a unified group of parents, it's like the world, your world exploded in a bad way.
Exactly,
you know?
Yes. And kids need a lot of order, you know, they need the things not to change. It's important for them, especially since the age of six, from 0 to 6, kids like to everything to be very organized. They don't want to change things. They don't like changes. So it's really hard for them.
Well, thank you. Thank you for talking to me about this. Thank you for doing this. This is so important and your books are so much needed like all the time. And we need more authors like you, Despina. We need you to write so many more books. We want you to make this your full time for sure.
I hope. I'm trying. I honestly want to do this, this full time job. So I hope to do it soon.
I want to say thank you for being here today, to giving me some time, to giving the show some time about your books. I think this is so, like, I feel so honored to get to meet you and get to listen to you talk about why you wrote these books and how entertaining these books are in the meantime. And this is great. Any last minute thing you want to say?
I want to say thank you. It was an honor for me to be in the podcast. And thank you for this opportunity to speak about the books, because there are not so many podcasts to talk about it. And as this is a great opportunity for us.
I'm so happy for this. And we love doing children's authors weeks on the podcast, or just highlighting children's authors, period. You guys don't get enough credit. You know, because you see so many children's books like at the library, and sadly, it just kind of gets lost in the fold a lot. And
exactly, yes.
So you guys,
that's
definitely...
why I think what you're doing is important for us.
Hey, thank you. But I will talk to you next time, Nespina. Thank you. I will make sure that I get to talk to you again when you come out with your next books and so forth. And I definitely want to see more of the elephant dancing and things like that. But I will talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it. And I would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book and about her cats too. See you then.